Go and Swamp Pop Music, Crawfish Etouffee Cook-Off, Crawfish Eating Contest, Cajun Cooking Demonstrations, and Zydeco Dance Contest. You'll find it all at the famous Brobridge Crawfish Festival, Friday through Sunday, May 5th, 6th, and 7th, Brobridge, Louisiana. Only clear bags allowed. Sponsored by St. Martin Parish Tourism, Hancock Whitney, Community Honda, Super One Foods, Courtesy Automotive, Louisiana Lottery, Academy, and M&M Oil Tools. More info at bbcropfest.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
This is Huck.
And this is Dave. Last week when I introduced myself, I said, this is Dave over here. I was looking at the camera. I was in the corner, and so I was thinking, you know, like
poor little Eeyore from the cartoons. Well, what I meant was I was hiding over here in the corner, which I'm usually doing, and that's good because I have a face for radio.
Yes, but you know what, Dave? You're a very funny guy.
Oh.
You always make me laugh. So just real quick, we have some PSAs. WRCNO, that's the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans, is going to add men in front of it. So it'll be Men and Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. The men are welcome to join now. Instead of being an associate member, you can become a member.
And you don't even have to identify as a woman.
Nope, you can be a man. See, I told y'all Dave was funny. Woo-hoo. Anyway, May 19th, the luncheon is at Vincent's Italian Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1, and it's $39. You can pay at the door, or you can Venmo me, Martha. I think it's Martha underscore Huckabee. I will have that for you later, correctly. Again, that's $39 at the door. And do we have any news? I know we said we weren't going to do COVID stats anymore because that's behind us, but there's always conversations about COVID.
Well, you know, I'm still walking around seeing people with masks on.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I just don't understand that. Even President Biden says, yeah, okay, the COVID thing is over. Of course, his Congress already passed a resolution that said that COVID is over, okay. But he does have one policy that stays into effect for about another 2 weeks. As of May 11th, every one of the COVIDs is finished attacking us. You know, I'm being a little sarcastic here. If you get sick, whether it's COVID or flu or measles or mumps or something, go see your doctor. But it's certainly not anything like what we would call a pandemic or an epidemic or anything like that. It's all over with.
Well, I saw something on Twitter, and I was curious about it, and it says that the Monovalent Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines are no longer authorized for use in the United States.
Yeah, they were experimental to begin with. I don't want to be experimented on.
But they said that just because the Monovalent ones are no longer authorized, they are now... Some of their bivalent, how do you say that? BIVALENT.
I don't know.
Vaccines instead of monovalent.
Monovalent, bivalent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. They were released to target new variants. So they're covering their rear ends.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're telling us that there are new vaccines out, and it's not because the old ones didn't work. It's just it's a new variant. So now we have new vaccines.
Yeah, well, the whole idea about the mRNA vaccine was we know better than the cells are programmed by God.
Amen.
So we are going to pick one specific thing and make the cells manufacture that one antibody. Your cells have the capability of manufacturing about 10 billion distinct types, but the idea behind the mRNA vaccine was let's hijack the manufacturing apparatus and make it only make one type of antibody. I think that's ridiculous.
Can you imagine them? You know, it's really sad. I mean, I'm still, it'll always be our story that the Pfizer vaccine took the life of my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And there are thousands of people out there that both of those vaccines took their, even their small child's lives.
And you can look it up on the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, Vaccine Adverse Effect, something, something website. Go look up V-A-E-R-S. And you can see there's been a lot of problems with the vaccines, so-called vaccines.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them aren't reported, so
yeah,
it's probably a third that are.
Okay, now, an indirect connection to that. There were many, many, many giveaways from the federal government. So one of them was that the governor of New Jersey is using those COVID funds. You know what he's using them for?
No, what?
To set up a transgender information hub website. Nothing to do with COVID whatsoever. But he's using that money that was sent to him to fight COVID to do something to, you know, give advice and counsel and references and so forth to transgender people. Well, that's fine, but don't use the COVID money for it.
No, and that's because they're not being held accountable. Yeah. To show where the money's going. That's just like the money being sent to Ukraine. There's no report of where that money is being spent.
Yeah, well, I imagine...
our tax dollars.
I imagine that there are people in Ukraine that are very happy to get that money. Hey, I got my new car. I got my new house.
Don't think for one second it's going to the people of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Very,
it's going to the government, the corrupt government.
Oh, yeah.
I read somewhere that Zelensky has a beautiful big mansion in Florida.
Yeah, not surprised.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, Dave, what do we have going on? I know we have a caller coming in. We've got some legislative information. Let's go ahead and take her.
Okay.
Susie LaBrie, you there? Nope, she didn't call in.
Oh,
all right, well,
yet.
Susie, we're waiting for you to call in. In the meantime, Dave.
Well, have I got a bunch of stuff. I've been perusing the news. I'm a news peruser. of course, everybody is familiar with Bud Light.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, they hired Dylan Mulvaney, this male, to support their beer. And boy, did their sales go in the toilet.
Billions.
A lot of country music singers, bars, a lot of people just said, hey, come on, I don't support that agenda, so I don't like the idea that Budweiser is using my money. So Bud has lost billions of dollars in value, and not only do they own Bud Light, they own a whole bunch of other brands. I'll put this on our website on the guests and topics on the show, but they own about two dozen different brands. So some of the brands that they don't use, that they don't own, I think is Coors and, what's the other ones? Anyway, so if you like beer, drink your Coors or drink the Yuengling.
Yeah, I know. I had mentioned that on one of the social media outlets, and, you know, they came after me because I like a Coors Light with a little bit of crawfish every now and then.
Yeah.
Or a sip or two. I'm not a big drinker, but, you know, I definitely like...
Yeah.
Little, and then I was told that Coors Light was woke too. So,
well, I don't know.
I have no idea either.
But Bud Light has lost a great deal of market share to Coors Light and Miller Light, both.
Yep, they sure have.
Yeah, and then Anheuser-Busch says we're doing this because we're so socially aware and all of this. Well, they've been hit with a civil rights lawsuit now because they promote people based upon race and sex, not based upon qualifications. And so there's a pretty big program about that, lawsuit about that. Maybe we could talk about it when we get back from the break.
All right, we're going to go on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
There's a man with a gun over there. telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck. In a minute, we'll be doing some updates from the legislation. Susie Labrit, our legislative liaison. But in the meantime, let's see. I received this email from Christopher Alexander. He's talking about, let's see, House Bill 372 by Rep. Kathy Edmondson codifies in Louisiana law that the federal government cannot force our state to enact any unconstitutional federal mandate or program. It should be a no-brainer for any Republican legislator. Unfortunately, it isn't. No, no, it's not. You're right about that. Nothing is a no-brainer for a lot of these rhinos. Mm. I know most of you love our state, and you know, there's a lot we can do, but something that we can all do like right now, and I'm going to have Dave put this on our website pretty soon, is that we can contact these emails, these legislators, and do this as quickly as possible. It takes 5 minutes of your time. Dave, I'm going to forward this to you, and okay. It's basically, this is what you're going to be asking. Take a few minutes and email the following Republican members of the House Health and Welfare Committee and urge them to vote for House Bill 372 in committee on May 3rd. 3rd, all right?
So for you out there in radio land, here's how you get this information. Go to libertylockdown.live and pull down the page partway until you see weekly show notes, guests and topics on the show. Click on that. Guests and topics on that show, on the show, and that takes you to the blog where you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff, including all the things Martha's talking about right now. Yes. Now, if you keep going further down the page, you could see the videos from past weeks.
That's exactly right. All right. Do we have Susie LaBrie on the phone?
You sure do, Martha. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing great down here in New Orleans. How are you? Are you in Baton Rouge?
No, I'm in Slidell with Michelle right now, with Michelle Hurst is right now, and got things going on over here, but I just left the Capitol just about 2 hours ago.
Well, tell Michelle we said hello. WGSO says hello.
I sure enough will. She's inside in the pre-meeting, and her meeting is coming on after a while, and she's doing good things. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell us what's going on at the House.
Well, you were talking about 372. We are in the middle of an email, pre-noon email campaign. The address for the health and welfare is h-w@legislator.gov. I have that in the post. We need to get all our emails in by noon Tuesday on that House Bill 372.
All right.
And the committee meeting, you already announced that. And the next bill is a film industry tax credit, and that's going to be coming to the House of Representatives. You call your state representatives, area code 225-342-6945, or you can contact your legislators, email them, come by, and ask them to vote for the film industry tax credits. That's coming starting May the 1st at the House of Representatives. They usually go in at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. It depends, and I want to make an announcement about House Bill 291, and that's No Patients Left Behind. This allows the visitors and patients to have visitors, and this passed the committee overwhelmingly the other day on Thursday, April 20th, and it was a beautiful testimony by several people there, Dr. Kathleen Willis and Toby I don't know her last name, but there were some good moving testimonies there. That's going to the House, so you want to check the House agenda on that. From here on out, you dial the same phone number, 225-342-6945, and yes, the representative can vote for that. I'm not sure if that passed the House yet or not, but if it did, it's heading for the Senate. We already talked about 372, 471 by proper. That comes on May the 3rd. That comes up to committee on May the 3rd. And it's in my post. It's on House Health and Welfare. And that will, the House and Senate, man, I can't bear read. To get them to vote against, that's House Health and Welfare, the same address, hw@legislator.gov.
So I'm going to put all of these. I'm going to put all of these things that you're talking about. So just give us roughly what the good news is.
Okay.
What's the good news?
We had a victory. Senate Bill 7 by Senator Cloud passed the Senate Education Committee. Senator Cleo Fields helped get that through and quicken that through, which we're very happy about. He didn't even let the opponents share their testimony. He just ramrodded our bill through. We want to thank Senator Cleo Fields for that. House Bill 8 by Representative Horton and Gardner Trust passed the committee yesterday, Education Committee. House Bill 81 by Representative Cruz relating to the names and pronouns of students, that passed. And House Bill 466.
So tell us a little bit about that one. Is the bill saying that the teachers are they're not being forced to address children by pronouns?
Right, that's it. And I have that all clear, and I got a link to the bill also in my posting, and I emailed you and the post of everything before 5 o'clock, so it's fresh.
Right, but for all of you out there in the that world who wants to be addressed by a pronoun, opposite of your sex, it does allow the parent to notify the school, and therefore you can still be addressed by your pronoun, your preferred pronoun, but it also removes the responsibility, I mean, the school from forcing it onto children who don't want to be addressed by pronouns. Dave, what's your thought on that?
When I used to be teaching, I had a student whose name was Sasha, wanted to be known by Stephen. Well, fortunately for me, all of this foolishness had not come around, so I said, I'll just call you S. Nowadays, I guess I would get in trouble for refusing to use the preferred name, which was obviously not the biological identity of this person.
Well, yeah.
So my right of freedom of speech, according to the Constitution, is overruled by somebody else's right to be identified by certain pronouns. And I don't think I see that in the Constitution. I do see the First Amendment.
Yeah, we're trampling over other people's rights just to appease, you know, what a few percent of the universe's rights, who many of these people are, you know, have some issues, emotional or mental issues. But anyway, go ahead, Susie.
That's the House Bill 8 by Representative Horton. We're for, and we need to contact, start contacting our state representatives, 225-342-6945, because it's going for the full House. The other one is House Bill 81 by Representative Cruz, and the 466 by Representative Horton, and that deals also but with sexual orientation and gender identity in public schools. And House Bill 466 by Representative Horton, that's going toward the House as well. Good news, House Bill 9 by Representative Butler creates and provides a program to provide for state funding of education students with exceptionalities that are not in public schools. That's John Bel Edwards vetoed that last year, and we're hoping I can get that passed. And if he vetoes again, we hope to get that overridden because we got that new senator that's conservative. House Bill 68 by Representative Hodges, that we have a lot of these bills here that we have a lot of calls to actions on. If you go to my post, I have a lot of bills on here that tells you the latest status of all these bills.
All right, so Susie's emailed all that information to me, and we're going to go on a quick break. Susie, we appreciate you so very much.
I have one more.
All right, you can hold on, and we're going on a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, talking NBA and college basketball on WGSO Radio 990 AM.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live, coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. It can't hurt to ask. National championship LSU Lady Tigers basketball coach Kim Mulkey calls for a newly built or majorly refit basketball arena. She made the ask slash demand while speaking to the Baton Rouge Rotary Club.
See that PMAC over there? If they don't get that sucker built before I retire, I'm going to give them holy hell. It's time. That thing's 48 years old. It's dangerous in there.
The Pete Maravich Assembly Center is actually over 50 years old and hasn't had any major renovations since 2009. At the state capitol, a Senate committee advances a bill requiring many petrochemical plants to have or install air quality monitoring systems and save that data. Here's bill sponsor and Baton Rouge Senator Cleo Fields.
The bill requires real-time data must be collected and processed and transmitted so that the exceeding of the air quality standard can be identified and addressed and the state and local communities be warned.
Only one no vote moves the bill forward to the Senate floor. This is news from LRN.
Gambling can be exciting, but it can get out of control. If you choose to gamble, you should have a solid game plan. Set a budget, know your limits, use licensed regulated operators, and bet responsibly. If you're struggling with problem gambling that's disrupting your life, you're not alone. Call the Louisiana Problem Gamblers Helpline at 1-877-770-STOP. This confidential referral line provides help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I really enjoy listening to that. Did you know, fun fact, that in 1822, today, April 27th, 1822, President Ulysses S. Grant was born.
I did not know that. I was 5 years old at the time. No, I'm not that old. Didn't know
All
that.
All right. Susie, you still with us?
Yeah. I have five, House Bill 580 that we need to kill by Representative Huval. That's that old cell phone bill, making it a criminal to have a cell phone while driving. So that
definitely needs to be killed. Because today we have hands-free. You can use your cell in your car, and it's really nobody's business what I'm doing in my vehicle. If I get into an accident, I pay for insurance, and then I get a higher deductible. I am responsible for myself, and no one needs to tell me whether I can use my phone or not in my car.
And we have an email campaign going on right now until tomorrow at 12 noon to email the committee to get them to vote against this bill. It's HPW@legislative.gov, and that's House Transportation Committee, and to get everybody to email those and get them the representatives to vote against it. And that's going to be Monday noon. Come in and fill out a red card against this bill. We need to swell these troops because this man just never gives up.
Okay, so I know for all of you with driving, it's very hard to understand what Susie was just saying, and you're not going to remember it. So what we've done is Susie put it all in an email for me. I forwarded it to Dave, and Dave's going to put it on our website. It'll be there today, huh, Dave?
By the end of the night.
All right.
By the time I go to bed tonight.
So give him some time, but he'll put that on there. You can go to libertyorlockdown.live, and then the call to action will be on the website. Please, please, just send some emails. And she actually puts on there for or against, and it helps you. I mean, we're conservatives. We love the Lord. We're Christians, and we're doing our part to help you so that you don't have to weed through this. And if you trust us and you believe that we're following Christ and we're doing the right thing, then you know that what we're putting for is for you. And against would be, it would benefit you too, because you don't want some of the stuff that they're trying to push through there. Well, thank you, Susie LaBrie. We love you.
Well, thank you very much, Martha. And thank you. And we thank God for helping us.
Yes.
About it, do your homework and then get on board. And here's the emails. And y'all have a great day. And thank you very much.
All right, Susie LaBrie.
Thank you. Okay.
Let's talk about some more Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah. Anheuser-Busch is the subject of a civil rights lawsuit right now. You know, they're saying, oh, we're so fair to everyone. Well, the problem is there's only certain groups they're being fair to. Mm-hmm. They have something called the Leadership Accelerator Program, which targets groups that have historically been underrepresented in the business leadership. Great. Okay, let's help them out. The problem is it blocks everybody else out. So it's reverse discrimination. And so as the group filing the lawsuit said, this is not a regular corporate program. It's a Fast Act program to executive leadership programs at Anheuser-Busch, and it's limited to candidates based on race and, of course, also transgenderism. Now, so, you know, I don't like the whole idea that my group is automatically going to be put ahead of yours, or your group's going to be put ahead of mine. I kind of like the idea of people being judged on their own merits. So anyway, that's one thing about Anheuser-Busch. And another thing that relates to our hero, Dylan Mulvaney. Besides Anheuser-Busch, did you know that he is modeling sports bras for Nike? Okay, if I'm looking at somebody wearing a bra, I would like there to be something inside there.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
So anyway, yeah, you know, I'm not going to stare at anybody, but this guy,
he choked our producer up, Dave.
He's modeling sports bras. Okay. And then in addition to that, I don't know why this guy is getting so much attention. Maybelline is also partnering with this guy, this male, Dylan Mulvaney, to model their makeup. So Maybelline is owned by L'Oreal, and there's a bunch of brands that, thereby or indirectly, Urban Decay, Kiehl's, Cerave, Yves Saint Laurent, Lancôme, Biotherm, Clarisonic, all these things. Why? Why not let women model stuff? But it just goes to show you men are better at everything than women are, even at being women.
Yeah, that's exactly what that message is sending.
Whoa.
It's not a good message at all. And I know I was listening to some of the news last night regarding some of these women that have gone up against transgenders. And one woman in particular was actually hit and threatened. And it's just getting crazy out there where these men... They say that we're misogynists. They're calling these women misogynists.
Yeah, right.
Like, what?
Which is a word for somebody that hates women.
I know.
Wow. Okay, now here's one guy. This guy, I think, has a sense of humor, and he's really trying to illustrate the point. He's a top male power lifter in New Zealand. He has previously won the New Zealand Strongest Man contest. So he went to a women's weightlifting contest and said, well, I identify as a woman. Well, golly, what do you think? Did he lose the contest? No, he won. But then they said, well, no, this is a violation of the rules. They made up a new last-minute rule saying that if you identify as transgender, you have to have been on hormonal treatment for at least 12 months. Well, I don't think they should be allowed, males should be allowed to compete at all against women. But, you know, the fact that they threw this in there last minute means that they should have thought about this before. And it wasn't just this one guy in New Zealand. There was another guy who is, he's the head Canadian powerlifting coach named Avi Silverberg. He entered the Heroes Classic powerlifting meet in Lethbridge, Alberta in March. And he said, okay, yeah, I identify as a woman. He went in. Not only did he win the meet, but he set a new world record for, or a new Canadian record for women's weightlifting.
Wow.
The previous record was 275 pounds. He bench pressed 370 pounds because he said, well, I feel like a woman today. So what can you do? How about if we just limit it to the strength and speed competitions, you know, which is going to be weightlifting and wrestling and boxing and mixed martial arts and so many other things. It seems to me it would be fair to have males compete against males, females compete against females, but then I'm just an old bigot.
No, you're not. You're just speaking the truth, and a lot of times the truth hurts and people don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what we're going to do. We're just going to tell you what we believe. A man is a man and a woman's a woman. That's how God created you. God created man from dirt and woman from man's rib. Whether you believe that or not, I'm you know, not here to debate it really, but you can't change your sex midstream through after you were born.
And here's another one for you. Hey, you want to fight?
There
is a man named,
well, maybe.
A man named Jake Shields.
Okay.
He is a mixed martial arts world champion. He has issued a challenge to, quote, the 10 toughest trans men in the world, that is women who claim to be men.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I will take on 10 trans men, women claiming to be men, at a time. So far, no takers. And, of course, you can imagine he's having fun with this, but he was saying, you know, they don't have the certain anatomy to challenge me.
Yes, the cojones.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And, well, that's literally true.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, do you know, have you heard anything about this guy, Ray Epps?
No.
Nope, nothing, huh?
Nope.
Well, if you go on Twitter, and he's on there all day long, because that's all they're talking about, Ray Epps, January 6er, he's being accused. Now, he was on 60 Minutes the other day. You know, I believe that was a little cover-up story from mainstream media in Hollywood covering up Ray Epps. He was at the January 6 event ushering people into the Capitol, and they caught him on multiple phone videos, just, you know, MAGA people, patriots, citizens of the United States out there, you know, supporting President Trump. And this guy was literally ushering people into the Capitol the whole time. So somebody was screaming, Fed, 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 and they have that on the video, right? Well, now it's come up that, you know, they're accused, and that's one of the things that Tucker Carlson did a couple of weeks ago, is he played the videos from January 6th showing that this guy, Ray Epps, was being called a Fed, a Fed, a Fed. And so that's where we're at. Then, of course, 60 Minutes comes in and does an interview on him saying that he's not a Fed. Well, just stay tuned because we're going to go on a quick break because we're going to talk about Ray Epps for a second and tell you who he's married to. All right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
He loves his wife, and she's that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. Got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says you...
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealing Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 AM. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 AM, WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Born in the USA now, got in a little hometown jam.
So we were talking about Ray Epps and people calling him Fed at the January 6th, and also that fake committee that was assigned by Pelosi to put all these people in jail that have been in jail for over a year now, and some of them have some serious health conditions and are not being attended to. It's as if we're living in a third world country And there's no justice for these people. They're guilty before proven guilty.
Yeah.
Right? So turns out Ray Epps' wife, Robin Epps, was a national director of sales of Dominion Enterprises. Mm. Yes, the ones associated with Dominion. This is no coincidence, but it's a missing link that was surely found. According to Robin Epps' LinkedIn profile, she was a national director of sales of development at Dominion Enterprise between 1990 and 2018. A press release dated June 26, 2007 announced Epps was appointed for a position within one of the divisions of Dominion Enterprise. And so some people are saying, well, Dominion Enterprise isn't the same as Dominion Voting. But I beg to differ, because if we did a deep dive, I guarantee you we could link Dominion with Dominion. And Dominion, come on, okay? And Dominion here, we have our own Secretary of State who backed out a few weeks ago. He will not be running for Secretary of State again. But instead, we have a rhino from the House, Clay Schecksnyder, who's going to be running for Secretary of State. So when you go to vote, stay far away from that. And we do have an answer to that problem. We have a gentleman by the name of Brandon Trostclair. You can go to www.letsgeauxbrandon.net and pull it up, and you can see what, I think he owns like 13 grocery stores. We've interviewed him here. He's for transparency, paper ballots, and we will see. Right now you cannot, they don't have audits for voting in Louisiana. There are no audits, so you can't even see behind the machine. There's no audit. Why? Because Dominion won't allow you inside of their box because they own it. Now, what would they have to hide? There's nothing to hide, but we can't get in there, so we can't see it. So there's a problem. So we need to remove all Dominion machines out of the United States of America. And so it's interesting enough that, coming on the heels of Tucker Carlson reporting about this guy, Jay Epps, and about Dominion, within weeks, he's removed. And you know he was removed because he didn't even get to say goodbye to anyone. He was on Friday, and then he was gone, right? Hmm. And so I think today he released his first video on Twitter. You can go on Tucker Carlson on Twitter, and you can hear what he has to say. And it's really enlightening. I love Tucker Carlson. He's one of the few out there really pushing the truth for the American citizens and the American way and the Constitution. And he is definitely a child of God doing great things. But another interesting fact, BlackRock has 57 million shares in Dominion. BlackRock also has 45 million shares in Fox.
Now, who's BlackRock?
BlackRock is the company that invests a lot of the money. So our treasurer, John Schroeder, removed Louisiana out of BlackRock investments a year or so ago when we found out that BlackRock was woke.
Hmm.
Okay, BlackRock is all into the wokeism. And the destruction of the United States of America. So the irony of BlackRock having 57 million shares in Dominion, and don't tell me it's Dominion Enterprise and not Dominion Voting because I don't want to hear it. And BlackRock also has 45 million shares in Fox. They literally sued themselves to deceive the American people. They sued themselves. So Dominion sued Fox, but BlackRock has shares in both of them. They own both of them, most of them. You know, it's crazy. If you really start to see what's going on here, you understand. We need to fight. We need to do what Dave and I are doing. You guys need to call the House, and you need to say no to a lot of these bills or for these bills, because you have legislators like Kathy Edmondson doing a great job, Ray Garofalo doing a great job. Bear Lamity. I mean, we have some great conservatives down in the House doing a great job. So we also have this article by Melanie Sun, and she's talking about Greenwald, who appeared regularly on Carlson's show, wrote on Twitter that Carlson was the cable host who most opposed U.S. proxy war in Ukraine. He denounced CIA. He denounced the FBI and DHS for its systemic lies and corruption, and devoted himself to a pardon for Julian Assange. He objected the regime changes, efforts in Cuba, and he criticized Trump's he criticized Trump's admin. He was really good about doing that. He'd go back and forth with Trump, for Trump and against Trump. He was pretty fair on that. And then, you know, we had Robert Kennedy Jr., which is a Democrat running for the party 2024 presidential nomination, linked Carlson's departure to his coverage of information that was unfavorable to COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Kennedy has been a prominent critic of the COVID-19 vaccine rollouts. And then Fox fires Tucker Carlson 5 days after he crosses the red line by acknowledging that the TV networks pushed a deadly and an ineffective vaccine to please their pharma advertisers, Kennedy wrote on Twitter. Carlson's breathtakingly courageously April 19th monologue broke TV's two biggest rules. Tucker told the truth about how greedy pharma advertisers control TV news content is, and he lambasted newscasters for promoting jabs they knew to be lethal and worthless. And Dave and I have been talking about those jabs for 2.5 years.
Yep.
All right, Dave, what do you have?
Well, let's talk about our illustrious president who loves us so much. Did you know that you don't own your kids? I'm going to give you an exact quote from the president. He said, "There's no such thing as someone else's kid, no such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children." You don't own your kids.
No.
The nation owns your kids. Wow, that sure sounds very similar to communism, socialism.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
That's one thing that he said. Now, another thing, he wants to make those with good credit help pay mortgages for those with bad credit. Mm-hmm. I've been really dedicated to paying off my bills through the years. I've got a nice credit rating. And so Mr. Biden says, yeah, we need to increase. Of course, my mortgage is paid off. But he wants to increase the payments for people with good credit and apply that money to the people with bad credit. Okay, thank you, Mr. Biden. And then he also says
it's the same thing like paying off other people's student loans.
That's about it. Yeah, he also has got all sorts of ideas about automobiles, and I think I'm looking for the year. He said electric cars, according to him, must make up 50% of sales by 2032, which is 9 years away. Of course, the problem is, what if people won't buy them? I wouldn't have one of those things. It's a great idea in theory. But, you know, the batteries go bad and you got $20,000 of repairs. So anyway, Mr. Biden has certainly got all of our best interests at heart, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So don't forget, if you have any questions, go to Huck, H-U-C-K, at WGSO.com. And you can go to our website, www.libertyorlockdown, to pick up to...
.live.
.live, sorry. libertyorlockdown.live, and email your representatives. And also, don't forget about ToriSays.com. She was a guest with us a couple of weeks ago. A lot of information there. We will be back with you next Thursday, 5 p.m. The Lord bless you. Thank you.
To the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to...
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.